You are listening to another edition of POCC Radio, The Block Report, with the Minister of Information, JR, and POCC artist Jocelyn. Today, we are honored to have among us our guest, Black Panther, UNIA member, and All of Us Are None member, Elder Freeman, who will be talking about the case of Black Panther political prisoner Romaine Chip Fitzgerald. Kick back and check it out. Elder Freeman, can you tell us a little bit about the history of political prisoner Romaine Chip Fitzgerald?
Yes. Well, I don't know if too many people might know, but he's the longest held Black Panther in the United States. He was busted in 1969, the fall of 1969, and he hasn't been back on the street since. Romaine, we call him Chip. He was a young man that did some time, got out, and him and a bunch of other young men from Tracy prison. They got out of prison. They made up their mind before they even got out of prison that they was going to come and join the Black Panther Party and start working in the community to do things to try to change the conditions of the people in their community. And I met Romaine Fitzgerald when he first walked into the Panther office in Watts. Him and about, it must have been five or six of them that just got out of Tracy. And they came to join the Black Panther Party, and it was surprising to me. It was like, hey, what do you guys want? So we want to join the Black Panther Party. I said, where y'all come from? They said, Tracy. And it kind of threw me for a loop there for a minute. But they came in. They started working at the office, doing the daily work, going out selling newspapers. They started working the breakfast program. And Chip started advancing up through the ranks of the Panther Party through his willingness and his dedication to serve the people. So he ended up kind of running the breakfast program that they had out in Watts. And running a few other things and kind of being like the officer of the day and kind of taking charge of a lot of things that they was doing out in the Watts community. And in, it was in 60, 69, when an incident took place with the highway patrol and ended up that they had, it was a shooting with the highway patrol, him and a couple other Panthers, and he escaped. And then there were some other situations that occurred. Eventually he was arrested and charged with the Highway Patrol shooting as far as with the other two. And then they came up with another case that they came up with about some security guard. And he got convicted, sentenced to the death row. The first time when death penalty was overturned in the early 70s, he was taken off the death row and given life with possibility of parole. He's been in since 69, and other people that I don't want to try to make it seem like he did something that was or accused of doing something that was way out, but other people that has been convicted for that kind of a crime has been released. And it's a lot of things that people need to understand about the times is that if a person had a commitment to serve his people and a dedication to serve his people, it was like we was at war. And it wasn't no, if we was being killed and circumstances and situations happened. But the kind of time that they give us for what they would give for somebody that was a cold-blooded murderer, he would have been out a long time ago. But because of his political beliefs and his commitment to serve the people in the community, they are maintaining him in prison, and he's had bad health and he had a stroke. He's in his late 50s, and there's not too much that he can do as far as if the system wants to say that he wants to try to do any kind of harm to anybody. That's almost physically impossible for him to do anything. But he needs to come out. He needs to come back to the community and serve and work with the community, because as far as like they talk about rehabilitation and being able to pay the time that he did for the crime, he didn't did all that. He didn't help a lot of people inside the prison so they can come out and make a better life. He's changed his life around, and the only thing he wants to do when he come out of prison now is do good. Do everything he can to uplift his community and move his community in a positive way.
What can people do to support Chip and other political prisoners?
They could write them. They could help them financially. I think the most important thing that they can do besides helping them financially is to let other people know, let politicians know, let people that they know that might have any kind of influence in the policy making that goes on inside of this system, and try to change the thinking of the people that all these people going to prison got to come back to the community, and if there's not nothing there prepared for them to come back to, the situation is just going to intensify itself.
You was just listening to the voice of Elder Freeman of the Black Panther Party and also of All of Us or None. Elder Freeman, can you tell the people a little bit about All of Us or None's campaign to X the box out of Oakland?
Yeah, that's a campaign that with All of Us or None have. It's a national campaign to eliminate it. If you ever been convicted of a crime, or you could say if you ever been convicted of a misdemeanor or felony, it discriminates. And what we're doing in Oakland is we're going to be going to City Hall within the next few months, demanding that they take off of the public application if you ever been convicted of a crime, because it discriminates and it's something that don't need to be on application in the first stages. Are they going to do a background check on you anyway? So why do they need to ask you the question, have you ever been convicted as a, that's discrimination in the initial process of your application. They need to know about your job qualifications, and they can ask that later. They're going to do a background, like I said earlier, they're going to do a background check anyway. So we're moving to in Oakland to get the city of Oakland and Alameda County to take that off of the public applications.
You was just listening to the voice of Elder Freeman right here on the Block Report with the Minister of Information, J.R., and POCC artist, Jocelyn. To get in touch with Romaine Chip Fitzgerald, you can write him at Romaine Fitzgerald, B27527, P.O. Box 4430, Lancaster, L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R, California, 93539. If you want to get in touch with the Block Report, you can email us at blockreportradio@yahoo.com. Free them all.